Hey, Chevra, so let us learn some Torah. We are reading Maseches Sukkah on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And we began this, I think, like 3 weeks ago or something, but I want to get into the Sukkah again. If you remember, the Mishnah tells me that Rabbi Eliezer says that there are Arba Esrei Su'udos Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah, Achas B'Yom Ba'Achas B'Laylo, V'Chachom Me'omrim Ein L'Dover Kitzvah, Chutz Min Yom Tov Rishon Chol Chag B'Vad. Pause, comma, deep breath. Basically, Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah over Yontif, one meal in the morning, one meal in the evening. Apparently, people did not eat lunch in those times. They'd eat one meal in the morning, one meal in the evening. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Absolute requirement, 14 meals in the sukkah. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, in the Dara Kitzbah, there's no set amount, meaning to say, there is no obligation to eat. The only time you have to eat in the sukkah is the first night of Yontif. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. The Chachamim say the only time you have to eat in the sukkah is the first night of Yontif. We'll talk about what this means in a few minutes, but effectively what this means is that according to the Chachamim, on the rest of Yontif, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat. But the first night of Yontif, you have to eat. And that's what Rashi says. Right? If you look in the top Rashi, the Rashi in the Mishnah, in the Dabra Kitzvah, says Rashi, according to the Chachamim, im ratzo lehis anos ein anu zekukim lo, ela im yocha lo yocha chutz lo sukkah. Meaning Rashi is saying, if you want to fast, that's okay. If you want to fast, we're not forced to kind of get you to stop fasting. Rather, the halacha is, if you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. But if you want to fast, you're allowed to fast. Now, this is already a bit of a chiddush. Ordinarily, we assume you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov, no? You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov at all. But what Rashi probably means is that even though I'm not allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a halacha and the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes Sif Gimel, the Mishnah Brura points out that there's a halacha of Tainus Chalom. If somebody has a really bad dream, so in that situation, when I have a very bad dream, so my eating is not going to cause me pleasure. Usually I'm mechuyev to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov because I enjoy it. But if I have a bad dream, I'm like, well, I don't know how to say it in English. I'm like, well, it's a hissed. I'm like, well, worked up. So I can't eat anything. So in that case, I fast. That's called Tainus Chalom. So the halacha is that you fast the Tainus Chalom on Shabbos and on Yom Tov if necessary. But there's a punishment that we give, which is that we make you fast to make up for the fast that you had. Meaning to say, there's a knas that we impose because you violated an isser, fasting on Shabbos, even though you violated an isser for a good reason, but we make you fast to make up for that fast. What Rashi is telling me is that, so Tanya writes, it's not a kind of bakasha, fasting for a bad dream, or it's just because upset. So you get the impression, I think, from the way the post can say it, that it's just because you're upset. It's not necessarily because, it's not like the standing in front of the Kohanim by Duchening, where you request that the dreams become good. This is actually, it's a way of making yourself feel better. That's my understanding of Tainus Chalom. But what's interesting is that Rashi over here is saying that there's a din of Tainus Chalom that you're allowed to fast on Sukkot. It's only interesting because of one of the shiurim I gave over Sukkot was based on, you know, the minhag of having trees or flowers in the Shulchan Sukkot. And it's a well-known minhag, the Ramah quotes in the Shulchan Aruch. The earliest source of that minhag is from the Maharil. And the Maharil writes that the reason why we have this minhag is because of Simchas Yontif. To experience joy on Yontif, so you put out fragrant grasses. People like it when things smell nice, when it looks pretty. People like it, so it enhances the Simchas Yontif. That's what Maharil says. So all the Achronim ask on the Maharil, they say, beloved Maharil, you're a nice guy and all that. But like, if it's a halacha and Simchas Yontev, so why is it true only on Shavuos? There's a mitzvah Simchas Yontev by Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, or Yamim Tovim. So the Mefarshim point out that the Maharil says that the chiyuv of Simchas Yontev on Shavuos is greater than the chiyuv of Simchas Yontev on all Yamim Tovim. But if you remember, the Gemara in Pesachim tells me that although there's a machlokas, whether I observe Yontiv with Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, or do I observe Yontiv that I have a choice, O Kula Lashem, O Kula Lachem, right? It's a machlokas in the Tanoim, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Hoshua, in Beitza and elsewhere. Do I observe Yontiv, every Yontiv, by either eating Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem, half eating, half Beis Medrash, half learning Torah, or do I observe Yontiv with an option? Okul Lahashem, Okul Lahashem. That's my option approach. Zakhti Gemar, Hakol Modim Ba'atzer Esbino Nami Lachem. Everybody holds on Shavuos because it's the day that you got the Torah that you have to enjoy it, that you need some physical pleasure. That's what the Gemara says. Now, that Gemara might not mean all that much. That Gemara might just mean that, okay, so on Shavuos you have to have Simcha. But the Maharil takes that Gemara very seriously. The Maharil says that there's more of a chiyuv of Simchas Yontiv on Shavuos than by any other Yontiv. That's why the Maharil says you have the flowers and trees and shul on Shavuos. And that's why the Sefer Chak Yaakov in Hilchos Pesach / Shavuos, the Chak Yaakov has a chiddush. Chak Yaakov quotes from the Maharil, the same person, which is that if you have a bad dream on any fast, on any yontiv, you fast for the bad dream. Tainus Cholom, you fast on every yontiv, with the exception of Shavuos. Shavuos, because there's a more enhanced mitzvah Simchas Yontiv, the Maharil says you're not allowed, right? So Simchas Yontiv is more connected to Sukkos, in the sense that the Torah says, V'yisa'ach sameach, right? That's your point. That's true. I think the Maharil's point of how the Gemara when it says, V'ina nami lachem, what that Gemara is actually telling me is that I need more Simchas Yontiv on Shavuos than any other Yontiv. That's really the basic point is that what Rashi over here is saying is interesting, right? Rashi is saying that I'm allowed to fast the Tainus Chalom on Sukkos, right? That's what the Chachamim say, that if you want to fast, you fast. There's no chiyuv to eat, with the exception of the first night of Yontif. But the Maharil has told me that on Shavuos, I can't, even though you're right, Tanya. On Sukkos, it says Sameach in the Torah Befeirish, but nonetheless, right? Rashi says you're allowed to fast if you have a bad dream. So that's the first point we made in the Mishnah. Okay, should we go on? A little more Torah? Excellent. Okay, good. V'oda Rebbe Eliezer, Mishlo achal leila yontif harishon yashlim leila yontif ha'achrin shochag. Rebbe Eliezer also said that if you did not eat a meal on yontif, you're mashlim. Mashlim probably means that you do tashlumin, that you make it up. Right? That just like if I miss davening shachris, there's tashlumin. I could daven mincha twice, or one is mincha and the second one is to make up shachris. So also Rabbi Eliezer says, if I miss a meal on Sukkos, I have tashlumin on Leila Yontiv Achron Shochag on Shmini Atzeres. Now, it's already strange, no? Shmini Atzeres, they don't sit in the sukkah. Like we sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres because it's a suffix, maybe it is Sukkos. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael, right? Sima, you know, remember living in Eretz Yisrael, ancient history. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. So that, even so, Rabbi Eliezer says, a mashlim, I could make up my missed meal on Sukkos, I can make it up by eating on Shmini Atzeres. The Chachamim omrim, ein l'davar tashlumin. Chachamim say, no, if you miss a meal, He can't make it up. This is the pasuk in Koheles that says that mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, there are certain things which are messed up and cannot be repaired. Right? The Gemara in a number of places takes this pasuk mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon. Usually we assume you could fix anything, no? I think there's a Breslov Nigin to that effect. No? Right? That you could turn anything, you could fix anything. But the Pasuk in Koheles says that you can't. Pasuk in Koheles says, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, there's certain things that you can't fix. So what are the things that you can't fix? So the Chachomim say one of the things that you can't fix is that if you missed a meal on Sukkos, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you have to make it up, you can't make it up because it's not Sukkos anymore. Muvas lo yuchal liskon. The Gemara elsewhere says that muvas lo yuchal liskon. The Gemara in Chagiga says if a person produces a child who's a mamzer, muvas lo yuchal liskon. Right, that iser arayis that you violated, there's you can't fix it. There's now a permanent record of that iser. That's muvas lo yuchal liskon. The Gemara speaks about also cases if you steal money from people and the money me'ez sibashi can never be returned. You don't know who you stole it from. You can't fix it. Muvas lo yuchal liskon. So there's a few places in Shas where we play on this pasuk of muvas lo yuchal liskon, and one of them is over here that you can't make it up. Okay. Now ready for the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. My time is Rabbi Eliezer. How come Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, zok the gemara, teshvu ke'en teduru, right? The Torah writes, basukos teshvu shiv'as yamin. That word teshvu is a strange word. The Torah should have said that you should live in the sukkah. Teshvu means like you sit in the sukkah. The Pashto says that the mitzvah is to live in the sukkah, not to sit in the sukkah. So why does the Torah use the word Teshvu instead of the word Tadzuru? So the Gemara, this drush is almost backwards. The Gemara says Teshvu ke'en Tadzuru. No? The Gemara says that the word Teshvu means as if it would say Tadzuru. As if it would say, you live. Madira achas biyom achas balayla, afsuka achas biyom achas balayla. Just like when I live. How often am I in my apartment? I'm in my apartment in the morning. I'm in my apartment at night. No? Dira is achas biyom achas balayla. Teshvu ke'en tadura means that the mitzvah of basukos teshvu is a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah the same as it would be tadura basukkah, meaning that it's a chiyuv once during the day and once at night. What I meant by this drush is a little bit strange of Teshvu Ken Tadzuru is the Torah uses the word Teshvu. Had the Gemara says Tadzuru Ken Teshvu or something, that might make a little more sense. It's a strange limud that the Torah uses the word Teshvu. The Gemara is saying it doesn't really mean Teshvu. It can't mean that you sit in the sukkah. Rather, it means Tadzuru. And tadura means once during the day and once at night. That's why the Gemara puts it together. So far, so good? Ms. Gutman, how's Judaism?
Judaism's great. Actually, Judaism, like when I was young, we always used to do yashav. The understanding of that shoresh was either to live or settle down. And
yeah.
So it does have in and of itself, not actually sitting.
So it's interesting. In biblical Hebrew, you're right. The word yashav can mean to live. Vayeshvu, what is it? B'kadesh yamim rabim kayamim asher yashavtem. But I think what this drush of Teshuv Ke'en Tadzuru is getting at is that if you want to tell me to live in the sukkah, it would be better to use a less ambiguous or a word that is not unclear. the word teshvu has other meanings besides live. It could also mean to sit. So the fact that the Gemara uses the term teshvu is ripe for a drasha, and that drasha is teshvu kentaduru. That's how I understand the Gemara. But you're correct. The word teshvu in biblical Hebrew does mean, right? What's it supposed to say about neshev b'kadesh, yamim rabim, something? It does mean to live in biblical Hebrew also, but it also means to sit. Tisheva samalach achashve rosh. The word sheva is to mean to sit. Oh. So Rabbi Eliezer says, teshu ken tadur, that you have to have two meals each day in the sukkah, one in the morning, one at night. For Rabbanon, the Chachamim say, kedira. Ma'adira ibay achel, ibay lo achel. Asukanami, ibay achel, ibay lo achel. The word teshvu means like dira, like living. See, the word yashav in Hebrew can also mean lehisakev, like to stay put, to stay in one place, no? The idea of teshvu ke'entaduru means, according to the Chachamim, that you don't have to do it. My apartment. I could be in my apartment. I cannot be in my apartment. It's an option. Madira, ibay acho, ibay lo acho. When I live, I could eat. I don't have to eat. It's all optional. Afsuka, ibay acho, ibay lo acho. It's an option. So then the Gemara asks, one second. Yichachi apil leila yontif rishon nami. If that's the case, that you don't have to eat in the sukkah. So that should mean that even the first night of Yom Tov, you also do not have to eat the sukkah. So Reb Yochanan, Reb Shimon, Yehal Tzadak, Nemakan Chamisha Asar, Nemlahalam Chamisha Asar, Nemlahalam Chamisha Asar, Echaga Matzos, Malahan Laila Rishon Kova, Mikan Ve'el Kreshos, Afkan Laila Rishon Kova, Mikan Ve'el Kreshos. Right, what the Gemara is saying is like this. You would say, according to the Chachamim, that there is no chiyuv to ever eat in the sukkah. There's never an obligation. If you want to eat, eat. You don't want to eat, don't eat. But the pasuk says the word 15, the yontiv of sukkah is on the 15th of Tishrei, and the pasuk says 15 by Pesach. Just like Pesach, the first night of Yontid, there's a chiyuv that you have to eat matzah. So also on Sukkot, the first night of Yontid, there's a chiyuv that you have to eat in the sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. Just like over there, the first night of Yontid is a chiyuv, the rest of the Yontid is a rishus. So also by Sukkot, first night is a chiyuv, the rest is a rishus. The Hassan Minolan. How do you know by Pesach that the first night of Yontid is a chiyuv? Amar Kra, but Erev Tochul Matzos, Akasuv Kiva Ochova. The pasuk says, but Erev Tochul Matzos, that you have to eat matzah the first night of Yontid. The pasuk is calling it a chova. The Torah is telling us it's a full-fledged obligation. You have to eat matzah the first night of Sukkot. Here also, you have to eat in the sukkah the first night of Sukkot. We learn tesvav. We learn this gezeira shava that you have to eat in the sukkah the first night. Look at Rashi, mikan ve'elach rishos. Right, Rashi actually invokes. I have to admit, I'm not such a good Jew. So in the mornings, you know, there's this brice of Rabbi Yishmael that you're supposed to say in davening in the morning, like the Yud Gimel Midot Shatar Nidreshes Behem. I'm probably not the only bad Jew who doesn't say this every day, but okay, got it. We're just going to leave the sentence where it is. We'll leave it hanging. But the point is that in the brice of Rabbi Yishmael, one of the rules of the one of the Midot Shatar Nidreshes is Zavar Shahaya Bechlau V'yatza Min Haklal. Zavar Shahaya Bechlau V'yatza Min Haklal Lamed, etc. And that's the Pshat Nistrasha. Let's look in Rashi. Mikan the ilach rishos. The hachi yafin lam parak basu de pesachim. The Gemara at the end of pesachim learns sheishes yom tochal matzos by yom hashvi atzeres. Mashvi rishos af shisha rishos. The Torah says that for 6 days you eat matzah. The seventh day is atzeres, is a special day of connection with Ribono Shel Olam. Just like the seventh day is a rishos, af shisha rishos. Also, the 6 days is a rishos. Lefi shashvi'i b'chlal shivas yom tochal matzos. The seventh day of Pesach is included in the pasuk when the Torah writes, eat matzah for 7 days. The yotzim in that klal, but it left that klal. There's a klal. There's a general rule. Eat matzah for 7 days. Then the Torah says, eat matzah for 6 days, and the seventh day is a yontif to Ribono Shel Olam, b'yom hashvi'i atzeres. That means that that seventh day, which originally was included in the klal of eating matzahs, was now taken away from that klal. So it's yotzer in that klal lamed. It leaves the rule of eating matzah for 7 days to teach me shachilas matzahs amar ba inochova elam pasalecho teachilas matzah v'lochametz. The exclusion teaches me that you don't have to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. It's not an obligation. Just like day seven was originally included when the Torah says eat matzah for 7 days. Day seven is part of 7 days. But then the Torah says eat matzah for 6 days and day seven is atzeres l'Hashem. That means that day seven was excluded from the original 7 days of eating matzah. But davar shai b'chlal v'yotzam in that klal l'lameiv, something that was part of the klal and it leaves. So what it does, it's melamed al haklal kulo. It teaches me that the entire klal, that all those days are a rishus, not a chiyuv, and therefore, just like day seven was excluded from the original pasuk of eating, of the mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, because the other pasuk says eat matzah only for 6 days. Once that day seven is excluded, so day seven sheds light on all of the other days to tell me that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah all the other days. Rather, when the Torah says eat matzah, it means don't eat chametz. So theoretically, there should be no chiyuv to eat matzah or yontif at all. But I have another pasuk that says, but erev tochu matzis, that you have to eat matzah on the first night of Yontif. Erev tochu matzis tells me that the first night of Yontif I have to eat matzah. So effectively, this halacha, that eating matzah or Yontif is not an obligation. If you want to eat matzah, you eat matzah. You don't want to eat matzah, you don't have to eat matzah. It's a rishos. That is based on the principle of davar shahaya bichlal v'yotzam min haklal lamed. It teaches me that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah at all the entire yontif, with the exception of the first night when I have a second pasuk or another pasuk of be'erv tochu matzos. I see puzzled faces. Ms. Gutman, you look puzzled.
Well, I guess it made sense to me that atzeres is the exclusion, and it's the exclusion so that you're supposed to stop doing something. But that something that you're doing should have been eating matzah, which should have been a mitzvah. I don't know.
I think that's the point. Let's just flesh it out. There should be a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. But the Torah tells me that on day seven, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. That sheds light to say that when the Torah said there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, it doesn't mean that there's a real mitzvah to eat matzah. It means that there is, that you have to not eat chametz. There is no mitzvah to eat matzah. That's really what it means. Davar shehaya b'chlal, v'yatzeh min haklal, day seven was part of the general grouping, it left that grouping, and that teaches me that there is no mitzvah achilas matzah all 7 days of Yom Tov. Oh. Again, I once gave a drasha in my previous life as a pulpit rabbi of Dovah Shaya Bechlau V'yotam and Haklal L'lamed, right? That when something or somebody was part of the Klal, was part of Klal Yisrael, was part of the community, and the person decided to leave the community, the person decided, I'm not going to be frum, I'm not going to be observant, whatever it is. So lo l'lamed al atma yotza, el l'lamed al klal kulo yotza. That the idea is, it's not, we shouldn't look at the person and say, uh-oh, what did that person do wrong, etc. We should take their tainas seriously. Sometimes people who leave the community, again, oftentimes they're completely misguided. And they're just making a mistake, and they're just angry for no reason. But it could also be that olamid ahaklau kulo yotza. It could also be that there is a lesson for the entire community, that those who leave the community might have something to teach others. Again, this is a drush I once gave.
Fantastic, Rabbi Schwartz. I love this. Thank you.
Okay. Shkaya.
Thank you.
Whatever. I gave that drasha about, there was a certain show called My Unorthodox Life or something. So honestly, I never saw it. I don't know anything. I know people talked about it. And everyone's saying, oh, you know, she was someone who left the community. But the fact is, I think people, when they leave the community and they have tainas, we shouldn't just ignore their tainas. I think there is value in listening to them. It doesn't mean they're right. It just means that there's value. Oh. So the vart is that there is no mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of yontiv. When the Torah says eat matzah 7 days of yontiv, it means don't eat chametz. Now, there is a famous Vilna Gaon who says that there's no mitzvah chiyuvis to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach, but there's a mitzvah chiyumis. The fact that the Torah says eat matzah for 7 days means I have no obligation to eat matzah for 7 days. My only obligation to eat matzah is the first night of Pesach. But the rest of Yontiv, if I eat matzah, I get a point. I get mitzvah points. That's the famous Vilna Gaon. The Mishnah Brura quotes this comment of the Vilna Gaon with respect to Sukkos, and that's going to segue us into the next conversation. The Mishnah Brura writes that I'm not sure, according to the Vilna Gaon, that there's a mitzvah that, I shouldn't say there's a mitzvah, that you get mitzvah points if you eat matzah all 7 days of Yontiv. According to that Vilna Gaon, the Mishnah Brura says, are there points if you eat meals in the Sukkah all 7 days of Sukkos? That's the question that the Mishnah Brura raises. Now, that's already an interesting question for us because we're learning Maseches Sukkah, and hold that question and we'll analyze it as we go weiter. So far, so good? So let's talk about the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that the first night of Sukkot, I have a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah. The rest of the Yontiv, I don't have a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah. If I want to eat, I eat. If I don't want to eat, I don't eat. But the first night, I have a mitzvah because we learn out from Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Question, is that mitzvah, is it a mitzvah to eat or is it a mitzvah to be in the Sukkah?
The mitzvah Be'erev Tochlu Matzos?
So Be'erev Tochlu Matzos is a mitzvah. The first night of Pesach, I eat matzah. I'm using that pasuk to teach me that the first night of Sukkot, I also have a mitzvah. But what's the nature of that mitzvah, the first night of Sukkot? Is the nature of that mitzvah that I am supposed to, is the nature of that mitzvah that I'm supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah the first night? Or do I say that like it's a carryover? Meaning, just like the first night of Pesach, I have a mitzvah to eat matzah. So also the first night of Sukkot, I have a mitzvah to eat. It's about eating. It's not about being in the Sukkah. To phrase it differently, the mitzvah of Sukkos is fundamentally not a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah, right? We spoke about how you have to sleep in the sukkah on Yom Tov also. The mitzvah is not about eating per se. But the first night of Sukkos, is it that now I have a mitzvah to eat per se, or is it that I have a mitzvah to be in the sukkah and the mitzvah is not to eat per se? That's the question that many of the mefarshim address. If I'd want to use brisker terminology over here, I could say, is the bread the chafza of a mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? Right? That is the question that all of the mefarshim grapple with extensively.
It's weird because the drasha for teshvu is suddenly connected to eating.
So let's take it apart this way. Rabbi Eliezer says teshvu ke'entadu, you eat two meals each day. The Chachamim basically say that teshvu ke'entadu means you don't have to eat at all. But I have a mitzvah to eat the first night of Sukkos. It seems like that mitzvah is not at all governed by the regular rules of Sukkah, which are the rules of teshvu ke'entadu. It would seem like it's a separate mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, and it's not a mitzvah of Sukkos, it's a mitzvah of eating. I could certainly read the Gemara that way. Alternatively, of course, I don't have to read the Gemara this way. Alternatively, I could say that the Gemara is using Pesach to teach me something about Sukkos. But the mitzvah is fundamentally a mitzvah of sukkah. It's not a mitzvah of Pesach. It's not a mitzvah of matzah. Now, take a look at the Tosfos. The Tosfos Teshvu Kentaduru. There might be some indication from this Tosfos to resolve the question that we just asked. So take a look at the Tosfos. Tosfos specifically quotes a Yerushalmi and try to tell me what you think. Perhaps it is. Perhaps there is some way of using it, using this Yerushalmi to prove this question. And specifically, like, focus on the last, like, couple of lines in the Tosfos. I see some heads shaking, which I'm beginning to realize that shaking heads don't mean anything, but if people want to say something, I'm happy to listen. So let's read the end of the Tosfos together. Right, the last five lines of Tosfos. Chavraya ba'u. Chavraya ba'u means that the Chevron, the base medrash, they ask a question. Remember, we have this limud from Pesach to Sukkos. So the Chevron, the base medrash, asks, Imala halon ad sheikonis lamatzah kashu ta'ava, afkan ad sheikonis l'sukkah b'ta'ava. Just like on Erev Pesach, there is a mitzvah that you're supposed to be hungry to eat matzah properly the night of the Seder. So that's why you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Here also, Afkan Achikonis Sukkah B'tava, it's like a question, Chavraya Ba'u. The Chavra have a question, meaning do you have to be careful not to eat Erev Sukkos? Moreover, Reb Zeir Reboy, Reb Zeir has a Shaila, Imalo Halan Achiyochal Kizayis Dogan Matzah, Avkan that Yochal Kizai is stuck on the sukkah. Right, Reb Zeira's question is, just like, are you going to say that just like by Pesach you have to eat a kezayis of grain, here also you have to eat a kezayis of grain? Now, the first question I think is straightforward, relevant to what we asked. Meaning, the shaila in the Yerushalmi, do you have to refrain from eating Erev Sukkos? On Erev Pesach, I have to refrain from eating. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to eat, Leah HaSeder. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So the Yerushalmi has a question, do you have to refrain from eating Erev Sukkos? If the mitzvah, the first night of Sukkos, is to eat, so maybe there's a din I have to refrain from eating Erev Sukkos to be able to eat Leil Sukkos. But if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah to eat, the mitzvah is a mitzvah to be in the sukkah. Just being in the sukkah usually means eating. So then why would there be an obligation, or why would I entertain that there's an obligation to not eat Erev Yontif? The Yerushalmi's question, the Chavraya Ba'u, the question of Yerushalmi that maybe you're not allowed to eat Erev Sukkos, that question is about what's the nature of this mitzvah of eating in the sukkah the first night of Sukkos. If it's a mitzvah to eat, so I understand, just like Erev Pesach, I have to starve myself in order to eat. So here also there's a mitzvah to eat. So starve yourself, Erev Sukkos. On the other hand, if the mitzvah is to be in the sukkah, and there's no mitzvah to eat per se, so then, l'cha'ora, there's no inyan to starve myself, Erev Sukkos. Right, that's point one. Point two is the shaila that Reb Zeira has. Reb Zeira has the question, do I compare Pesach to Sukkos? Then you have to eat kizayis dogon. That malahalon ad shiocha kizayis dogon matzah, afkan shiocha kizayis dogon basuka. Now, it goes like this. Ordinarily, how much they have to eat to be chayiv in a sukkah? We learned this a while back. How much do you have to eat to be chayiv to sit in the sukkah?
One kizayis.
Survey says.
Yeah, now I have to go back.
Not one kezayis, but more than a kebetza. Right? Ordinarily, to be chayiv in sukkah, right? Right? If you remember, the Gemara had this expression that you eat just like the guys go into the Rebbe's shir and they take a quick snack because you never know, the Rebbe might go overtime and overtime, right? That's what this Gemara said. So the Rishonim say that means that you're chayiv to eat in the sukkah. You're allowed to eat outside of the sukkah anything less than more than a kibbutz. You're even allowed to eat a kibbutz outside the sukkah, technically. You just can't have more than an egg size outside the sukkah. That's the din. By Pesach, the mitzvah of matzah is to eat a kezayis. So the Yerushalmi has a question. Reb Zeira and the Yerushalmi has a question. Do I say that I learn from Chag HaMatzos? Do I say that the first night of Sukkos is derived from the first night of Pesach? That just like on Pesach, the mitzvah is a kezayis, is only an olive size. Remember, eggs are bigger than olives. Nachon? A kebetza is either two kezayisim or three kezayisim. Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. But the Yerushalmi's question is, do I say that I am learning from matzah that you eat a kezayis or not? This question is the same question. If the mitzvah is a chiyuv to be in the sukkah, then it should be governed by the regular rules of sukkah, which is that I'm only mechuyev in sukkah if I eat more than a kebetza. You're right. Usually I don't have to eat more than a kebetza. The first night I have to eat more than a kebetza. That's the regular rules of sukkah. But if I am learning from Pesach, if I'm learning from Tesvav, like just like the first night of Pesach, I have to eat matzah. So also the first night of Sukkos, I have to eat. That might mean the first night I have to eat a kezayis less than the kibetza. So they're both Shilas and Yerushalmi, elaborate on the second one in a second, relate to this fundamental question as to whether the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, the first night of Sukkot, is it a mitzvah in sukkah? Is it governed by sukkah rules? Or is it not governed by sukkah rules? It is governed by matzah rules. If it's governed by matzah rules, starve yourself erev yontif. If it's governed by matzah rules, a kazayis is enough. If it's governed by sukkah rules, so then mehechates, I have to starve myself. Right? And why is it that a kazayis would be sufficient? I should have to eat a kibetza. So far, so good? Ms. Farber, it looks like you have a comment.
Oh, no, I was just thinking that it's also seems to me like it's a question about how much a gzeras shava means, like just in the abstraction, how deeply we correlate the two.
So, yes, and that's the problem with phrasing it that way is that will take me to a place where I'd have to analyze all the gzeras shavas in Shas and figure out if they are exact comparison. I don't want to go there. That's like too much homework, right? So I'd rather narrowly focus on this particular issue. The question is it a din? Am I borrowing the mitzvah of matzah? Or am I saying that no, it's a regular halacha of the regular halacha of sukkah? Now, the way we explain the second question in the Yerushalmi, the Zeris question of Achiyoha Kizayis Dagon, we said that the issue at hand is kizayis as opposed to kibetza. There's another way of saying it as follows. You know, when I say that I am only chayev in the sukkah if I eat yoser mikibetza, right? Yoser mikibetza means more than kibetza of bread. The Magen Avraham has a chiddush where the Magen Avraham says that bread more than kibetza doesn't mean you have to have the bread more than the kibetza. We include, let's say, the jam and the butter and the stuff that's on the bread that's included in the bread. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham, that by sukkis, yosem kibetza of pas means bread with the accoutrements of the bread. By Pesach, though, when the Torah says you have to eat a kizayis of matzah, leil haseder, I'm not going to say, oh yeah, matzah with a little bit of corned beef. Right? It don't work like that. You got to eat a full kizayis of matzah and just matzah. The corned beef, as gebaldic and geschmack as it is, it doesn't add to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So far, so good? So there are two ways of understanding the second question of the Yerushalmi, the question of Reb Zeira, but they both end up in the same place, which is to what extent is this a halacha in sukkah, and to what extent is it a new halacha? The most extreme formulation of this idea is found in the Ran on Yud Beis Amud Beis Medat Bei Harif. I know it's probably, you probably prepared for this year a long time ago, but the Ran has a big chiddush. The Ran writes that ordinarily, if it's raining, do I have to sit in the sukkah in the rain? No, right? In fact, I'm not allowed to sit in the sukkah in the rain, right? The din is potter and davar v'osehu nikra hedyot. If I sit in the sukkah when it's raining, I am not being very frum, hedyot. Could either mean you're an ordinary person, or hedyot could mean you're an idiot. The word hedyot shares an etymology with the Greek term idiot, as far as I know. So if you're a putter from eating in the sukkah because it's raining and you decide to eat there, right? Not good. Not good. The Ran, however, quotes, it's like the last line in the Ran before it says Gemara. The Ran writes, Achirim Omrim, right, the Ran is saying that if it's raining the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat in the sukkah nonetheless. The din that I learn from matzah is that there's a mitzvah to eat. And yeah, you're putter from sukkah because it's raining. But the fact is, right, that I'm only putter from sukkah because it's raining the rest of the Yom Kippur sukkahs. the first night, there's no Ptor of Mitzta'er. We could say this in the following way, which may or may not be correct lahalacha. You know, there's a discussion about people who are gluten intolerant or celiac disease and eating matzah on Pesach. So the pashtus is, again, I'm not a doctor. I can't comment from a medical perspective, but the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder, you have to do, even if you're uncomfortable. Right? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would drink wine, would not drink wine all year long. Leil HaSeder, he would drink 4 cups of wine and he'd have a headache like until Shavuos. You have to do mitzvahs, even if it makes you a little bit uncomfortable. If it makes you sick, obviously not. But if it makes you a little bit uncomfortable, yes. So again, gluten intolerance, how intolerant, what degree, I'm not passing that shaila. But the mitzvah achilas matzah means, even if it's uncomfortable, you have to eat matzah. And that's the mitzvah in the Torah, you have to eat it. If the mitzvah to be in the sukkah, leo chamisha asa, the first line of sukkah, if it's a borrow of the mitzvah of eating matzah, so I have to eat in the sukkah even if I'm uncomfortable. That's probably what the Ran is getting at, and that's a very extreme formulation of this idea. The way the Ran is saying it is, there might be such a carryover from Pesach that even if I'm uncomfortable, I have to eat in the sukkah, etc. This is paskind in the Ran. Well, I remember as a kid, this was like my favorite thing. If it's like raining the first night of sukkah, so the Mishnah Berurah says that you should wait up until Chatzos, no? Maybe the rain's going to stop. Sometimes as a kid, oh, we got to wait. Like kids are always so excited about staying up late. Adults are excited about being able to go to sleep early. Kids are excited about staying up late. It's I don't know why the Rabbonu Shalom made it like this. But the idea of staying up till Chatzos is another carryover from matzah. By matzah, I have to eat matzah by Chatzos because Korban Pesach is only necha until chatzos, matzah is necha until chatzos. The idea of chatzos by sukkis is a matzah carryover. All of these issues depend on to what extent am I saying this is a halacha of matzah that's applied to sukkis, and to what extent is this a halacha that is working within the rules of sukkis. Now, the footnotes on the Ritva have the following nafkamina in this question. Right, remember, one way that we're asking this question is the mitzvah, is the chafza of the mitzvah, is the mitzvah object, is that the bread that I eat? Or is the mitzvah object being in the sukkah? There's no real mitzvah object, it's just a maisa ha-mitzvah. Let's say I steal bread and I eat that bread in the sukkah, the first night of sukkah. Do I get my mitzvah?
Mitzvah hababi avera?
No, it's mitzvah hababi avera, but let's unpackage this. Mitzvah hababi avera is only when the chafza of the mitzvah is tainted, no? If I steal a lulav, that lulav object, the chafza of the lulav is tainted, so therefore I'm not yotze. But if I steal a shofar, and I blow the shofar, do I get in the mitzvah? So the answer the Rambam says is yes.
Because it's the kol.
Because the mitzvah of shofar is the kol. The mitzvah of shofar is the sound. It's not the chetz of the shofar. Right? So I could get in the mitzvah with a stolen shofar. So this question, if I steal bread, if I steal matzah, leil haseder, that's going to be mitzvah above avera. Because Leil HaSeder, the cheft of the mitzvah is clearly the matzah. But what about on Sukkis? Is the cheft of the mitzvah the bread? And do I say no? The mitzvah is to be in the sukkah, right? That's another application of this question. The Pri Megadim has a chiddush, which you'll tell me if you like this or not. Pri Megadim writes, first night of Sukkot, do not dip your challah in honey. Schwartz, what are you talking about? You're calling the prima, what does that mean? So explain to me what the suffix of the prima godim is. What's the question? Am I allowed to dip my matzah, am I allowed to dip my challah in honey the first night of Sukkot?
I'm assuming that the mitzvah of matzah is only to eat the matzah, not with corned beef or honey. So therefore, if the chatzah of the mitzvah is getting this gezeirah shavah to Sukkot, then you shouldn't be able to eat corned beef.
Exactly. Right, by matzah, the Torah says you have to eat matzah selechem only. You can't eat matzah with honey on it. So also I should not eat bread with honey the first night of Sukkot, says the Prima Gadim. Reb Moshe Sternbach has a way of like doing any reductio ad absurdum. He goes there. So Moshe Sternbach says, you know what? Make sure that the challah you have the first night of Sukkot is challah with no sugar in it.
Because
it has to be like lechem only. Now, Reb Usher Weiss, in one of his shuvas, in one of his svarim, he says, one second. Are you going to tell? Why don't you just go all the way? Say, eat matzah the first night of Sukkot, right? You know that matzah that you overspent? You spent the $30 a pound and it's still sitting on top of your bookcases at home? You know that matzah? Use it the first night of Sukkot, right? Why don't we say that? So Reb Usher Weiss says, no one in the history of Judaism entertained that idea ever. And his argument is because the Torah has something called Chag HaMatzos. Sukkot is not Chag HaMatzos. There might be a mitzvah of Achila on the first night of Sukkot, like there's a mitzvah of Achila on the first night of Pesach, but Sukkot is not Chag HaMatzos. So therefore, no one says you have to eat matzah. But one could argue that the type of challah I eat should be as similar to matzah as possible. It should be lechem only type of challah. Now, again, this relates also to the question on Pesach, whether there's two dinim. Is it din matzah and a din of lechem only, whether two dinim overlap or not? That would also take us a little too far afield. But the basic point is that no one ever says that you should eat matzah the first night. That's never heard. No one ever said that. It is an interesting question. Why not? Reb Usher Weiss has that suggestion because it's called Chag HaMatzos, but the question is nonetheless an interesting question.
But anyways, we hold, I assume, like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim, I didn't think we're making the Gezeirah Shavah on the bread.
Whoa. Go slowly. No. Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't make the Gezeirah Shavah. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says, Teshuvah Kentadur, eat 14 meals. One in the morning, one at night. The Chachamim say, Teshuvah Kentadur does not mean 14 meals. It means it's optional to eat in the sukkah, with the exception of the first night when I have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah based on the gezeirah shavah tesvav tesvav. So the chachamim are the ones who make the gezeirah shavah. We hold like the chachamim. So that means you have to eat in the sukkah on the first night of Sukkot. Right? The rest of the yom tov it's an up. You don't have to eat. First night, you have to eat in the sukkah. But what we're questioning is, what's that nature of the mitzvah of sukkah the first night? Is it a mitzvah to eat, or is it a mitzvah to be in the sukkah? And one could argue that this is relevant for the questions of if it's raining, of whether I'm allowed to eat on Erev Sukkot, whether I have to be done eating before Chatzos, the razzle-dazzle questions about using honey etc. All of these issues are relevant. The Mata Ephraim, Rebbe Chaim Zalman Goyis, was the Rebbe Drudge. Actually, Rebbe Chaim Zalman Goyis, in the Mata Ephraim, it's like the classical Sefer and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkos, he writes that just like there's a L'chatchila, that you're supposed to eat matzah by chewing the entire kezias and swallowing it in one gulp, because there's a concern that maybe it's not going to be mitzdarev in the brace of Liyah, so you have to, again, I don't recommend that you try this, but the Mordechai and the Shumas Hadesh and Paskin, that the L'chatchila way to eat matzah is that you gulp it all down in one thing. So the Mata Ephraim says maybe the first night of Sukkot, you should have one kezias, gulp it down. Again, I happen to try the first night of Sukkot to eat one bit of challah without any honey on it. It's an easy thing to do. Like, why not? My general approach to Yiddishkeit is that anything that's easy, right, even if it's a chumrah, you may as well do it. Like, you could get easy chumrah points, gevaldik. But to go back to where we started, the suffix in the Mishnah Berurah is really interesting. Because the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix whether, just like according to the Vilna Gaon, that you get mitzvah points for eating matzah all 7 days of Pesach. So Mishnah Berurah has a suffix, well, maybe you get mitzvah points for eating in the Sukkah all 7 days of Sukkot. That's a very hard thing to square. I could potentially say that the first night of Sukkot, I will carry over halachas of matzah. But to say that all 7 days of Sukkot, I carry over all seven, that suffix in the Mishnah Berurah is really very hard to understand. But the Mishnah Berurah has such a suffix, Tafresh Lamates, I believe, Sifkatan Lamates. The Mishnah Berurah has that suffix. It's an interesting question. Okay, Chevra, questions, comments, observations?
This is kind of a weird observation, but if you are going with the Gezeira Shava that you shouldn't be eating anything with like honey on it the first night, then you're also going with the Gezeira Shava that you only need to eat a kezias. So then you only need to eat a kezias without honey the first night.
And correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. In other words, right, if you take the mitzvah of achilas matzah and apply it to the sukkah, then all you have to have is like one kezias. You don't have to eat. Right? That's what I mean. It's like an easy chumrah, right? One kezias. How big is a kezias? It's like three ostrich eggs. It's not that big of a deal, right? Like, okay. Excellent, Chevra. Thank all of you for coming. Yeah.
Rabbi Schwartz, you showed us this run, and by mistake, I read the sentence before when you just showed it to us, and it was saying that it's like it makes the achilas arai of a kezias into a achilas keva because it's like establishing it because the
In other words, what the Ran is saying.
Yeah,
is
and I guess I'm just not buying that. I mean, maybe this is just going afield, but I'm just looking at the Mishnah where we say Shluchei Mitzvah Penorim, then we say Ochlin V'Shosin Arai Chutz LaSukkah. Why would we say that wouldn't apply the first night?
Because the Gezeira Shavah, Tesvav, teaches me that the first night I have different rules. The first night I am borrowing halachos of Pesach for the first night. And therefore, it's governed by different rules. So ordinarily, I'm allowed to eat a kezias outside of the sukkah. But the first night, I can't. It's a different rule. That's precisely the point.
Do you think there's any like spiritual Pesach consciousness that you're supposed to bring into your sukkah?
I haven't got the foggiest idea. I don't know. I have no idea. Don't know. I mean, Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, did they eat a sheep in their sukkah the first night? I don't think so. Okay. Okay, Chevra. Thank you for coming to learn. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good Shabbos. Take care.
Thank you.